Unfortunately, probably yes, but it's got nothing to do with the announcement. It's just got more to do with the fact that, you know, 6 months on, our financial position is such that I feel I can't afford not to relook at it. You know, if the guidelines have changed and if we feel that, you know, we are eligible, we would probably try and have a crack at it for sure.
What about the issue of income support? Because I know that some graziers have indicated when it comes to actually accessing that money, it's not as easy as what some may think.
We haven't looked at it, other than I think when it was initially rolled out, I had a very quick appraisal of it, and it seemed to me that we would be knocked out initially because of our assets. But that's the nature of our business. All of our assets are tied up in our land and our cattle. If we sell them, we don't have a business. But under the initial setup, we would have been seen to have too many assets. Now, I think that is one of the things that are being relaxed.
What about the renewed emphasis on mental health? Because Georgetown, for example, has been in the grip of drought for at least for the best part of 12 months, and bushfires had impacted before that, and yet still no dedicated psychologist.
And look, that out of anything I would applaud, because any extra resources, any extra funding that's being allocated to support the mental health of all residents. It's all residents, I think, who are experiencing the results of long-term drought, because it not only impacts on farmers, but it impacts on all the small businesses that rely, you know, on the farming community. And look, we're reasonably resilient people because we have to be. And quite often, if the support isn't easily accessed, people simply, you know, don't go looking for it. They just get on with life, and we all know that you need a help sometimes. That, to me, is a really worthwhile initiative that, you know, I think can have meaningful outcomes on the ground.
How will things change as a result of this $320 million federal assistance package that's been announced?
Oh, look, immediately nothing has changed, because we're fortunate in that the only meaningful thing that needed to happen has. We've had some short-term relief in regards to rain, and so we can now make a few plans for the rest of the year. We're not out of the woods yet. You know, we've still got another 6 weeks to wait to see what the tail end of the wet season brings us. And to be honest, I feel the jury's out. And producers need to see the detail of the federal announcement to see how accessible and thus how meaningful the help package is.